The Holy Gospel for the fourth Sunday of Advent is recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the first chapter. Matthew's story of Jesus' birth focuses on the role of Joseph, who adopts the divinely begotten child into the family of David and obediently gives him the name Jesus, which means God saves. Now, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, my daughter got home from Grand Forks on Friday night, so you know what that meant. Yesterday we went shopping. Now, she neglected to tell me that yesterday was known as Super Saturday. Otherwise, I would have tried harder to stay home because, yes, it was super busy. But we made it. We went to Scheels, we went to some other stores, and then, of course, we ended up at Target. While we were going through Target, my daughter was pointing out suggestions for stocking stuffers and the like. So this morning, after this worship service, yours truly will be going back to Target on the way home. That's how these things work. But she reminded me of something yesterday. I commented to her how Target seems to have all its end caps filled with battery displays. I forgot how important that is. But my daughter, who has an unbelievable memory, reminded me that when she was in the fourth grade, her Christmas present from me was the game Operation. Now, of course, Dad assumed that the game Operation took AA batteries. But no, in their infinite wisdom, Hasbro decided that AAAs would do the job. And I didn't have any AAA batteries. And so the operation was botched because Dad didn't have the right battery. This morning, I'd like to take us back, though, to another type of game that doesn't need any batteries. Anyone can play, no limit. It's that old tried and true game, hide and seek. I never was very good at hide and seek. It's not that hard. The person who is going to do the seeking covers their eyes and counts to 100. The other players all find places to hide. My problem was I was never happy with the place I decided to hide at. So after about 10 seconds in one place, I'd find another place. And then about another 10 seconds later, I'd decide, nope, and I'd go to another place. So invariably, what would happen is by the time the seeker said 98, 99, 100, ready or not, here I come, I was in the middle of going from one place to the other. So I was found right away. This morning, the Lord and King Ahaz are playing hide and seek. The Lord is wanting to find him. Whether in the deepest depths of Sheol or the highest parts of heaven, God wants King Ahaz to become visible. Ask for a sign, he says to him. Come out so I can see you. But King Ahaz wants to remain hidden. King Ahaz has his own agenda, and he does not want God to know what he's doing. He is setting up for himself a coalition with the Assyrians. He's doing a power play with them, and God is not wanted because King Ahaz is well able to take care of himself. And so God is not welcome. King Ahaz resolves himself to remain hidden. That's kind of our first lesson today in a nutshell. One seeking and one hiding. And nothing happens. King Ahaz remains hidden. No, I will not ask God for a sign. I don't want him to know where I am. And then we go to the gospel. We have another event going on, another situation, which Joseph would like to have remain hidden. Because Mary, his engaged bride, is with child. And so Joseph wants to quietly dismiss her so that whole situation can remain hidden. But something happens. Something different happens in the gospel than in our first reading today. An angel appears to Joseph and says, "Trust the Lord on this one. Look at the big picture. Something is going to change in the world. Something new is going to happen. Put your trust in the Lord for that new thing. Be vulnerable. Be open." And Joseph does that. And something changes. In the gospel we have today, the birth of that thing that's new. Nothing got resolved in the Old Testament reading today. Ahaz wanted to remain a king who did what he wanted to do, and he stayed that way. Nothing changed. That same thing could have happened in our gospel reading too. What if Joseph had quietly dismissed her, kept that situation hidden? What if? We wouldn't have had Jesus, who is God saves. We would have missed out on Emmanuel, God with us. But because Joseph trusted and was open and was vulnerable and risked, the new came. So maybe that's a gospel lesson for you and me today, too. Maybe as we close now this Advent and go again to the manger. Maybe this Christmas we can be a little more open, a little more vulnerable, a little more ready to risk. Maybe we too would dare to become new people, like Joseph, the first advocate of something new. Today, you and I gather here again. We gather in this place as community. We realize that we are here together and that God is with us, that we have been grafted onto that family tree, along with all those who go before us and all those who come after us. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it, to be able to say, Emmanuel, God is with us. We don't feel alone. We cannot hide from God. And God comes to us as we are. Today, on this fourth Sunday of Advent, we hear from the heavens, ready or not, here I come. I come to be with you. I come to stay with you. I come to save you. Thanks be to God.